Right, we've just been to the St. James Theatre tonight. It's been a lovely evening, and we've seen Urinetown. And John, you've worn your best yellow scarf. Webcow girl, what did you find?
I haven't seen people pretend to urinate on stage in ages.
You've never been to PF?
No, that's true. Yeah, PF, she does it all the time.
I actually thought for a show that was supposed to be so much about urine that there would be more of it there, or indeed more urine jokes, but they did get some of the obvious ones, although they did miss spend a penny, which I thought would have been perfect.
I think that's too English, because when I first came to this country, I didn't understand what that meant.
And I also thought that the whole conceit reeked of spoiled Americans who have never heard of chamber pots. And the second you put in the concept of the chamber pot, the musical is over 5 minutes in.
Well, John, how did you find Urinetown? Did you find it as depressing?
I didn't find it depressing, but I thought the piss was a bit stale, largely because I'd seen this in America about 10, 12 years ago. And
although, didn't you fall asleep?
I did fall asleep, yes, but that was probably jet lag rather than the fact it was boring. I didn't fall asleep in this version. I thought it was very energetic and very engaging, and I think they did it extremely well. The problem is, I don't think that as a 12 or 13-year-old musical, it has anything very relevant to say. It's a very simply structured parody about capitalist greed versus popular need. I mean, there's lots of topicality about that now, but you could frame it in lots of different ways. And this just feels a little bit old hat. But what I did like was the way that the musical parodies all those sort of freedom songs and want songs from classical musicals. And I enjoyed the pastiche rather more than the pistiche.
Yes. Yeah, well, actually, there was a lot of pistiche, isn't it? Because most of the songs sound like other songs, but it probably has reached its shelf life. But it looks great. Cast is great.
Yes.
Cast was quite sexy.
There was very, very good singing. Yes. So they didn't skimp when they were picking their talent.
No. And it's just perhaps the material let them down.
There's a bit of superfluous material in that the young man who plays the lead really must take his shirt off.
Yes, we can't think of a reason why, but he simply just must.
Because it should be soaked in piss, and he ought to have to take it off and wring it out.
His dad could do that.
Like a Diet Coke ad. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe.
The show would have been improved by half a star if he'd performed it without a shirt, but I became convinced he couldn't do so because it would have revealed his mic.
Yes. Well, that's the other thing, too, is there's quite a... His what?
That's an American euphemism.
Yes, okay. The other thing is, it's quite a young audience tonight.
Well, none of us count.
Present company excluded.
Present company excluded. It was. It was quite a cross-section. There were...
And it was quite full.
Varieties. It was quite full. I only spotted two people nodding off.
Yes. And was that one of them you?
No, one of them wasn't me. No, I insist again. I saw it all the way through.
Well, there you go. Urinetown. It started at the St. James. It's playing for a little while longer.
Yeah.
To the 3rd of May, actually. But it is a limited season. And well worth a look if you want to spend a penny.
It was worth the £20 I spent sitting in the back row, even though I couldn't see the actors' heads.
Well, it was worth £29.50 sitting on the side and seeing absolutely everything.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yes.